Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And today we have Jennifer Holsinger with us, who is the Global Business Communications Manager at the Dow Chemical Company. How are you doing today, Jennifer?
I'm great, thanks.
For those people that may not know how Dow relates to the flooring industry, just give us a little rundown. I think you have two business units that focus on this business. Can you tell us about those?
Sure, we do. Dow has two business units. One is our polyurethanes business group, and the other is our Dow Emulsion Polymers business, or our latex business. And both the polyurethanes and latex technologies are used in carpet backing systems.
All right. So you're basically on the latex side, you're the glue that holds carpet together, I guess, on both the commercial and residential side of the business. And then on the polyurethane, that's basically the attached cushion that you find on many of the commercial carpets that are sold out there, right?
It is. The polyurethane business has two primary technologies, Enhancer and Enforcer. One is more of a primary backing system. The other one, you're right, does include the attached cushion system as well.
Yeah. I mean, you're so much into the carpet backing business that I think you own carpetbacking.com. That's one of your
URLs. Yeah, dowcarpetbacking.com.
Well, I think if you type in carpetbacking.com, it goes there, too.
It very well may, right.
It does. All right. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today is you guys are in the news for a couple of reasons. You just yesterday announced that Dow had bought Roman Haas. So that's big news. Bought it for $15 billion. Will that have any effect at all on the flooring, your piece of the business that's focused on the flooring industry?
You know, immediately we have signed an intent and an agreement to purchase all of the outstanding shares of Roman Haas.
Mm-hmm.
And until everything's approved and until everything has gone through all the regulatory, you know, requirements and things like that, business as usual is not going to change for Dow or for Roman Haas. And we expect that to take at least through the end of 2008. Looking forward, you know, Roman Haas is a company that's known very well for all kinds of specialty solutions and specialty chemicals. And we don't see an immediate impact on Dow's flooring business. But I think that in every business that Dow touches, we'll look to learn from Roman Haas and see if there's any areas for growth, because that's the whole driver behind this transaction and behind the deal, is growth.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I'm no expert at this at all, but I think one of their big feedstocks is propylene. And I also know that you're a chip provider to this business, you know, which is, I guess, a third dimension of what Dow does to this business. But so, I mean, I couldn't venture to say, but, you know, perhaps some of that propylene, which in this business, propylene is used both in the backing and in the face. So I guess it could have a bearing down the road.
Yep, I think you certainly are going to see a lot of people looking into all kinds of different possibilities. And like I said, you know, the bottom line is growth, and we're looking for any opportunities that are going to be better for the industry as a whole.
So I guess it's a good time to be working at Dow, isn't it?
I would say so.
Yeah. You know, looking at your businesses, we all know that the residential side of the business is a little soft, and that's about two-thirds of the total carpet business. And so probably on the latex side, your business is probably a little soft. But I would venture to guess that on the urethane side, it continues to be pretty strong.
It would. You're right. You know, again, Dow is so focused on growth these days and looking at all kinds of new technologies and differentiated technologies for our customers. And so we're hoping that with the introduction of some new technologies throughout the years and the upcoming months, even this year, that we'll be able to see a lot of that growth and keep up with lots of trends in the industry and lots of trends in the market. And then also going beyond our customers and looking at what their customers are looking for, architects and designers and specifiers, and really providing more solutions than the industry has ever seen. In the past, we've always been very product-focused. Now we're looking at total solutions and total opportunities for the market.
All right, Jennifer. Well, let me ask you, another reason you're in the news is just recently you guys announced that you've got a plant, a latex plant in Dalton that's using landfill gases. Is that right?
That's right. Yep, we are planning to host a startup ceremony for the whole production later this month on July 24th, but we actually began collecting the methane gas and began using the process in early to mid-June of this year.
And so you'll actually use, tell me a little bit about how you'll be using that gas and as it relates to carpet backing.
Yeah, basically what you're going to see coming from Dow is a new technology called Lomax technology. The driver behind the name, by the way, Lomax, comes from low environmental impact, maximum performance. So it talks both about the sustainability attributes and then also the performance attributes of the products. But basically, we are using renewable energy, which currently today is landfill gas, to manufacture our carpet latex backings. And we will, the process takes, captures methane gas from the landfill that, you know, by the way, if it were not captured, would just be extra emissions into the atmosphere. So we're capturing that gas and we're taking it, using it as a completely renewable energy source to run our latex production plant.
And so I guess, according to your release, using this gas helps, I guess, the downstream people who use the product earn LEED points. Is that right? Can you explain some of that?
It does. You know, we've got all kinds of different numbers and different metrics that we've talked through and we've evaluated. We understand some of the things that are that I think are most understandable to a lot of people. You know, the project is equivalent to taking 17,000 vehicles off of the road every year. So we're equaling the emissions of taking 17,000 cars off the road. We're, you know, the environmental impact is equal to planting 24,000 acres of trees. And so you see all of these types of things where we're reducing greenhouse gas emissions and things like that. And you're right, under some of the innovation categories and things like that, we are able to help our customers and also their customers achieve some LEED points in there.
Well, just a logistics question, and I guess this is probably more interesting to Dalton people than anybody else, but are you trucking? I mean, is there a pipeline running over to your plant, or do they capture the gas and bring it over by truck, or how is it that you capture this gas and are able to put it to use?
There's actually a pipeline that's running, and we were about 2 years in the construction phase, if not maybe a little bit less than that, but you're absolutely right. It's captured directly from the landfill, and it's piped, you know, through a series of pipelines all the way right to the Dow plant. The two sites are about 2 miles apart from each other.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. When you say you're tying this Lomax brand to it, any product that has, tell me how you're going to promote Lomax and exactly what that means.
Sure. Well, currently today, Lomax is really a specific to the carpet industry, and it's specific to our Dalton site. But we do have, the latex business has a number of manufacturing facilities around the world, and where we're looking is to find out if there's other opportunities to use renewable energy to produce latex or to produce other Dow products. And so in the future, you know, we've evaluated things like solar power, wind power, hydropower, things like that. Again, it's all about reducing our carbon footprint and helping our customers with their drive for sustainability, and again, helping their customers as well in those demands. And so we'll look, you know, in the future for other opportunities. But for right now, the technology is specific to the Dalton site.
Okay. Now, on that brand, the Lomax brand, will you actually be building that as an ingredient in your customer's carpet, or will that just be more of a B2B brand that tells your immediate customer that it's the benefit of that product?
You know, I think some of that is to be determined. We're currently working with all of our customers. Everybody in the industry seems to be very excited about it. And so we're trying to learn from our customers exactly how they can promote this Lomax technology and how it can help enhance their brands, perhaps, or enhance their products at the retail level even, maybe.
Well, a minute ago you made the statement that you're shifting your focus at the company to be less of a product company and more of a total solutions company. Can you give us any more insight on what might be coming down the pike that kind of proves the shift there within the company?
I think certainly, you know, you see the acquisition yesterday with Roman Haas, and I think that absolutely drives that strategy that Roman Haas is known very well, again, for providing solutions and very specialty chemicals and specialty applications. So you see that at a very high company level, that certainly is the direction that Dow is moving. In terms of the flooring industry, you see a lot of expanded collaboration between, you know, where in the past our polyurethanes and latex businesses have operated very separately. You see a lot more collaboration between the businesses, a lot more opportunities for, you know, growth and new technologies and new products. somewhat related to flooring and related basically to anything that goes underfoot, our polyurethanes and latex businesses also now are offering technologies for artificial turf applications in sports and in landscaping and things like that. So I think you just see a more expanded focus and, again, looking more at what are the macro trends in today's economy and how can Dow help provide solutions for those trends as opposed to just very basic products that we've offered in the past.
Now, that's very interesting, and I appreciate you coming on this interview this morning and telling us about some of the changes at Dow. We've been talking, and I appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Jennifer Holzinger. She's the Global Business Communications Manager at the Dow Chemical Corporation, and I'm Kemp Haar, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.